We're in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. The Rama says, "Uladin liyashar tarchi mitzvah aser lasas melechas uman b'moed." So too, all other melechas uman, you're not allowed to do it on the moed, even if it is for tzarchei mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says this means that even though you might think that the fact that it's a mitzvah would be matir, the malachas uman, when it is tzorech hamoed, that is not the case. And a maisa hedyud is going to be mutter l'tzorech hamoed, even if it's not l'tzorech mitzvah. So the fact that tzorech mitzvah doesn't really make a difference to be matir anything l'chol hamoed. Siv beis borus umayanos shel rabim. If you have a pit which has water in it, or a spring which is used for the public, shenafal behem afar v'avanim and eskalkalu, dirt fell into it, so they can't drink it anymore. Mutter l'saknam, you're allowed to fix it. Afilu ein rabin shrikhan lamata, even if they're not needed right now. Kevin she'enu ma'isa uman, since it is not doesn't take an expert's handiwork in order to fix it, you're allowed to do it because it's tzorech hamoed. Even if it's not tzorech hamoed, we said a ma'isa hedyot is mutter for tzorechei rabin. Avalach v'elam boris mechadash ma'isa uman, but to dig up a new well, which is considered ma'isa uman, im rabin shrikhan lamata mutter. If it's a tzorech hamoed, it's mutter for the public. Afilim kevin alach namamoed, we already saw that that's mutter even if you planned on it. V'afilu for hesav v'tirchi se'rasa, we know that a ma'isa uman is going to be mutter l'tzorech hamoed for the rabim. If you main tzorechim lamata lo yasef, they don't need it now, you can't do it because a ma'isa uman is not mutter if it's not tzorech hamoed for tzorechei rabim. Only a ma'isa hedyot. Avabor shichin amar shal yachid. But if it's an individual's pit, aser lach boros amechadash afil tzorech lamata, you're not allowed to dig that even if you need it now because it's considered to be a ma'isa hedyot. If they're already made and they got ruined, if they're needed now, because it's a ma'isa hedyot l'tzorech hamoed. If you don't need it now, you can't fix it. What you are allowed to do is to dig just like a small stream to continue into that pit. That would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to dig up the new well, even if you have no water even if the only water that you have to drink is b'nei hadochak, it's still aser. However, if you have no water whatsoever, then it would be permissible. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda was matir, one to write tefillin and mezuzahs for themselves, even though that's a melechas uman, and we say melechas uman is not mutter even tzorech mitzvah. So the Rashba writes that tefillin and mezuzahs, they are different than everything else, and therefore, even as ma'amua, you constantly need it, so that's why it's going to be permissible. Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei Dinei Ksiv B'Chol HaMoed Sif Aleph Aser Lichtov B'Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Afilu Agios Achas B'Sefer Aser, even to just correct one letter is going to be prohibited. The reason is because it is not Tzorech HaMoed and it is not Tzorechei Rabim, since you have a Sefer Torah otherwise, and that's why it is not going to be permissible even to fix this one letter, because again, you have another Sefer Torah available to you. And even if you find a mistake on Chol HaMoed, you would not be able to fix that mistake. Rather, you would need to take out another Torah instead, even if it's in the middle of the laning. So just take out another Torah instead of fixing that Torah. This is all talking about fixing letters, but to just separate between two letters, the Mishnah Berurah says that would be permissible. That's not considered to be writing or anything like that. There are ma'ez l'tzorech rabim, if it is for public needs, then yeshos from kol shein l'tzorech hamoed. Some say that writing is not allowed if it's not tzorech hamoed. V'yesh matir, and some permit. V'nahagu l'haka b'ksav shalano she'ena ma'isa uman. So we have the minhag to be mekel, and our writing is not considered to be a ma'isa uman. Again, the machlokes, whether it's mutter for tzorech rabim, is whether the stam ksiva l'tzorech rabim is considered to be a ma'isa uman, in which case it would not be permissible if it's not l'tzorech hamoed, or it's considered to be a ma'isa hedyo, and therefore is permissible even if it's not tzorech hamoed for the rabim. So in Sif Hei we're going to see that even when it comes to our ksav, we are machmir to try and do a shinui, so that's important to keep in mind. But right now what we see from the Rama is that we are noheg lahakel by our writing because it is considered to be a ma'isa hedyot, and in Sif Hei we'll see why that might change.